than finished by now. I hope that we've finished the Gemara already by answering. That's what we're moving. Arvinachal of the third, we're being Yaduan Kirkat. Machlekes Rishenim, what Arvinachal is. The Rosh already brings down, the Pesach brings down that Machar, you need Dafko, Arvinachal. Rashi says, if you don't have Arvinachal, not Ma'akir, but the Chapkilu, there's a mitzvah to get Dafka, Arovis, Agdeus, Alanachal. Respect the Rosh, after he doesn't see anybody being master on it. Respect the Rosh, Elamai says, Alar, the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's only a simen. So it's not a tnai v'hepsha hada that has to be medila from anacha. Sort of like anacha says, play for the zaytoy by hada. You read Rukum said it's a sim, it's not a tnai v'hepsha hada. Memela. Even if it's not medila from anacha, as long as it's min hagedila from anacha, it's kosher. And they pass into mechabal of Yisro. That you only need a min hagodol anacha. Min yodua anikuti. The Taz is Maz, perfect Taz, how come the Maisa? The Maisa that she's a Chayish is very good, but there's another Shita that holds that it's not Ma'akir, but the Chapilah there's Taisa Shita, there's Rashi Shita, that the Chapilah isn't it, so forget it, it's not Ma'akir. How come we're not Medaktik? The Rabbis of Avil Rosh, how come they weren't Medaktik to get Dafka and one to have Gdeel Tal Na'akir? Says the Taz, the theme that we find in Rechayisah Shalodim, Nikr Shultam Wachachom, that we'd rather say Ha'moitzi than saying Moitzi because Ma'ara Chidush. So the same thing over here, you'd rather get something which is shlik, not gadol anachal, to be ma'arei chiddush. In fact, the Kuriyakim, if that's the case, then you should be medakim to get dafka the ones she'enei gedilas al anachal. If you want to be ma'arei chiddush, the same way you say ha'moiti instead of saying moiti, so over here you should say, you should get the ones that are not gedilas al anachal, you should, to show the chiddush. The chari what the taz means, chari pashup shalom the taz is, that by ha'moiti, the only way to show the chiddush is to say ha'moiti as opposed to saying moiti. If you say you might be, then you haven't shown any chiddush. Over here, by the fact that you're not makbid, that kufa shows the chiddush. That kufa shows that I'm not medaktik to get alanachal. The fact that you're not medaktik, that kufa is the chiddush. I don't have to get it. But the fact that you're not medaktik, that kufa shows the chiddush. Taz Bukhara, the Shitasai that he holds by Hadash Shaita, the same thing, he says the same thing, then you want to be married to chiddush. The kind of who went was Ozla Cheva Khan, he was Mahadal Cheva Khan, because he wanted to show the chiddush. Same thing. But what is Shver Elchar in the Taz is, what's B'chval Adimian? In fact, the Koryan, what's B'chval Adimian? The Bracha. Bracha is the way that I Fashtei his Kasha. Bracha is only Dinner Abba. And whichever way you say, you're going to be Yaitu. Ha'moiti, you're Ma'ar Lechidish. But if you say Moiti, you're also Yaitu. Mashenki, when it comes to Arabic, Kokama that there's a Taz that you're not Yaitu, when you think something should any Gedeh Fa'an Achal, so then, Afilu B'diyavid, you weren't Yaitu, you meant to the right. So something the right, whether or not. If you use something which is any day with Alanachal. So, it's not like a bracha. Bracha is how you can be Yitzhak. You weren't Marachidish if you said Moiti. You weren't Marachidish if you said Ha-Moiti. Mashenki, if you don't start over, can then warn you of your fear. Memela, like the Kuriyakim and the Hanami. If you have both of them with Alanachal, if you have a day with Alanachal and Shemi with Alanachal, this means you should be Mahadir to get the ones like day with Alanachal. And the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says even Vaisi, he says, Yish Lahadir to go get it, not even if the Dafka with Alanachal. If you're able to get it, in Epsher, Yish Lahadir to take the ones like day with Alanachal. Bet in the Aruch HaShulchan, he takes the under again. He says, "Enech Ma'amik only mina gadol anachal." In which Mechadesh, interesting pshat. Look there. There's two pshatim in nachal. Nachal could either mean a body of water, a brook, or nachal means like a mishur, emek, a straight piece of land, eretz shaveh. That was the Gemara Shal. The Gemara said, "Shteinim pasuk nachal." Nachal has two connotations. Either means nachal water, it means nachal ha'imik shoven. It says, that's why the Gemara says, shalbal, shohar, minolim. Shalbal is the opposite. And it's something which needs water from the Shemayim, needs rain. That's the opposite of gedelas ha'nachal. It doesn't need, like the or, that's oil and mashke. It doesn't need water from the Shemayim. And shohar is the opposite of shoven. And it says, rave of the, it's not even, it's, even if you're going to be makbid for that, dafki gedelas ha'nachal, as long as it grows on a straight piece of land, you're good to go. It doesn't have to be dafka, gedilas, mamashli, kinegi the nachal. As long as it's not gadol, alahar, then there will be kashra, chasil. Mashmoy is in the mission of Brura, he brings down, from the fact that he brings down the Kuryaka Bafal, that Yish Mahadrim can take dafka, gedilas, alahar, he brings down the Taz that Eimadakim is in. Chora, the same way that he says Bamshech, that if since Arav is a Mitzvah, you should be Mahadir. From the Chora Nichol on that would also be Zikr in the Hidden Mitzvah. We're marked in the whole Sugya that Hidden Mitzvah is to be Choshish for another Shita, even if you don't pass like that. Over here with the Tzavik Daraisa, whether you read your Chiba, well, Chora Zikr Nichol in the Hidden Mitzvah is to be Zikr, to be charged in the other Shita. The other Tzavik Daraisa, if you have the Yechilas to do, you should. I don't know if they give you such a Yechilas over here to choose from Gideon and Tahanaha. Most of them are pre-packaged. And the ones that are not pre-packaged, you have different problems. Because you have a problem, Bear Luck, where you point out later on, maybe we'll see a little bit in Tafish on the test, when you buy from a kid who's under 13, then if it was his, so then he can't be marked at you. You know, you have to achieve the right. First day, this year, young person's first day of Shabbat, it wouldn't be a problem anyhow. Well, like a peel, you shouldn't buy from a kid that's under Bar Mitzvah. The package is Lachara. Lachara, I spoke to somebody just in Chesed, Lachara comes out. To buy a package from the kid is not a problem. He's not selling his own packages. He got it from someone else. It's either his father that's using, I mean, his father sent him to sell a flower on the product, or his father sent him to sell that own. So maybe he's just a shliach for the father. He's not being marketed to you. It's like, some people put down a box and say, put down the five shekel in the box. So you're not used to your kid, but you did the shit once and you paid the money. Now, if the guy doesn't pick it up, that's his problem. That's how we put it. Because they're their own business. Sure, they have their own business. You don't know where they got from. And even if they had their own. I know a lot of people that are talking about that. It comes to my house afterwards, did it have changed? Come to my house afterwards, the Lachar would be a shout to buy from a kid that's under the age of 13. If he was talking about it, he was talking about it. Then in the Hanami, could be a problem. That's the first Nekudah. The Hemshech of the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Allah Shalai Moshech Kenacha, Upiv Kolach Lachana Shalai Yadu. It says, Yish Menacha, Demel Arava, Allah Shalai Ogo, Upiv Demel Amethna. It says, there's a Tachtafa, which is possible, and one of the defining characteristics is the fact that Upiv is Demel Amethna. Now, if you learn the Gemara, it's pretty much in the Gemara, that a Tachtafa is possible even if it's Upiv Demel Amethna. It doesn't have to be Upiv Demel Amethna. There are certain Aravas which are in Demel Amethna Kasher, and there's a Tachtafa which is Demel Amethna, which is possible. And for the Lecha Mishnah, that's when this Shulchan Aruch is really just quoting the Rambam, Lashon the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah's Malzmer, he says that the Rambam, no subsik the Naka. The Rambam is telling you, Derim Lamesa is possible, because that's always possible. Anything which is Derim Lamesa, that's not possible. Now you want to know, something which is Derim Lamagal, so Yesh Po Yislam, Yesh Machir. Depends. If it's on a Tafta, it's going to be possible. If it's on a Kofa Gila, it's going to be Kashim. That's just Kashim and Cheshma. Now what is a Kofa Gila? Machlak is Yishenim. Rashi says, as they brought the halacha in the Chai Adam, the Torah already brings it down. The Rosh Hashanah is matmiya on the Ramah that he does bring down in Shittas Rashi. That Derimel and Mamel means that the pegimas on the side are very, very small, and they're all native to one direction. The Rambam, which is how the basis of the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, means that the pegimas go are very, very small. Derimel and Mamel are pegimas that are big, and Derimel and Mamel are pegimas that are very, very small. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, from what I hear, I'm just hearing not that area right now, from Bennett. But from up until now, what's the ones that you see for sure? The ones that we see that are bought. Oh, what? It doesn't call me so. Wait a minute. That's come on. All of the Aravas have little pegimas.
What?
Have little edges. Pegimas is not color. There's a mango. Either there's a mango, because depending on the mango. Supposedly, this story I heard myself from Reb Meltzer, and somebody else told it also, that Reb Meltzer said that somebody was not happy with the fact that all the Aravas come out with little pegimas on the side. So he took the ones from America that don't have any pegimas, and he replanted them, and they came out with pegimas. So, at the end of the day, you're stuck. There's no way it's not. It's only the climate, depending on the ground and the air and everything. What? So the guy's going to tell you, we're going to put that in a second. So the Chur, that is a riot. I thought that this is a riot to the Prima Govim. The Prima Govim says that we see the Bach, the Vush, you need all three simonim. In fact, there are I, the Maestro, then the Magal is kosher, like Chol Vagila, but there, Magal kechalakdam. Magal is as if it's smooth. Okay, that's right, from here. We see that he plants it, the same thing which is halak. You go ahead and narrate the and he plants it, and he gets a little pagim. It's quite like that, it's the same thing. The same thing. It didn't change its mint. It's the same mint. The same thing. But the Aruch HaShulchan, says the same, says another, he says that if you look at the Tesefta, doesn't even bring down this simen of piv, tiyochala. And as long as it's, even if it's devil magal, even like a chassidus kosher. Hashem Zalman says, a chassidus kosher. They brought in front of Chazanish, the Kashi Zalim, the Arabic Minim HaShon, he brings down and he brought to the Chazanish a Ravid Yarkan, which are pretty big human, and the Chazanish is Masher. So Lumaisa, it's not going to be. Lumaisa, to get a kosher Arava, a gun that has Begimus, shouldn't be too hard. However, the Ma'ir, the place of Ma'ir, that if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's not Mashmah says. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh min Arava she'im tiya Allah shalach halach, v'ina kemester, ela yesh boi kelomu kitanim ad ma'id. K'moi pi ma'am v'kotam v'kotam. He's madgish. Kelomu kitanim, not just kelomu kitanim, kelomu kitanim ad ma'id. So Ma'ir, they want to find out. Karab Tanah is this, Kashi Dalamin, but if you look in the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, the mashmoy is that you should get as small as possible. And if you want to be choishes for Rashi, you should get as small as possible, and also neiter all in one direction. Yeah. Karp says that he was when he was going to the studio, he said, Zimulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'adol Yad Bo'erech Pelamamish. He said, Punkti Mamish Bo'erech Pelamamish. He got somebody, I don't know exactly how he got it, he got a sickle, and he saw exactly the Rambam in the Rashi. Both things. They're all naita, all the Begimus are naita in one side, and they're also very, very small. So that is the Nekudo. You want to get it here. When you're looking for the Rav, you're looking for as small as possible. The Venice says that they do produce Aravas over here that are smooth. There are people that bring in from America also. Ezra Berkowitz, if there's any here, if you get the ones from America, he didn't think that there was. But, he didn't think that there was any. Also, there was a main leader boy in Azi had a good chalf. Azi wanted to sign it, and if you take a rabbis like Deva Salanacha and you plant them somewhere else, then you still have the same thing. And, in other words, maybe the only time that it's possible is Moshe Rabbeinu, we had ones that grew Alanacha and ones that grew Alaharm. That was the ones Alaharm you shouldn't take. But if you call that, I knew that if it started and originated Alanacha and planted somewhere else, it shouldn't be a problem. But Berkowitz disagreed. But he, he wants to have the Kokam, even if the ones that Mahajan can sign, that's Min Agad Alanacha. You have it. My theory, that's the best open of Min Agad Alanacha. But at the end of the day, it's not Agad Alanacha. At the end of the day, you need Agad Alanacha. Just want to remind the one if we're not. We need to get into the Alanacha, but it is thinking. The Karp says that Zimalai Kadosh Baruch Hu Magal Yad Ba'arat Salamanish. So everybody knows the mind of Rav Chaim Pinievsky is wearing this sefer on Chagavim, from Chagav King. And I heard it just now, that's right. I just heard it in a Safa from Solomon, and said his mother speaking to Ravitson. And Ravitson told him that there's a Safa to the story. The Rav was saying over the story, a Rav Benevra was saying over the story. And the guy says, not sure. Kitsi comes home, and his entire apartment is covered with grasshoppers. Gets exterminated, gets this, gets that. Lo and behold. Nothing was there. Goes back to Rav and says, I thought, I see how it was going. So Rav says, don't listen to me, go to Chaim. Goes back to Chaim, tells the whole mindset. And then, he goes home, not a grass. And then, Nisha Arechon, we're in there, we're all gone. Get there, but the Nekuda I wanted to say is that once you're learning the Sugi, it's not just, oh, this is Rav Chaim, this Rav Chaim graduate went over to, Rav Chaim Kinyevsky went to Rav Chaim graduate during Yom Tov 1 year. Rav Chaim graduate asked him, he said, I want to ask you a question. I want to know the situation. If it's true, you're not going to be any greater. Whereas if it's not true, you're not going to be any less. Did it happen with Chagav? Same kind of thing. Yeah, it happens to everyone. Yeah, right. When's the last time it happened to you? But I wanted to show you from this Nekuda, we see the same in Karp. He's learning the Sugya, going through the Sugya of Maisa, and from out of nowhere, when's the last time he saw a sickle? He got a sickle with his hand. Same thing I heard with the Kashas Dalaminim. If you look at the pictures in Kashas Dalaminim, He has pictures of the weirdest things. The Esavit tooth pictures, the Esavit finger-like protrusions. That's something that you never saw. Even if you go to a pilot, you don't see these things. Supposedly, he was writing the paper, and he went to one pilot, supposedly, and he found them all. When you're Isaac in the Sugya Lamaisa, Ma'alacha, to have a clerk in the Sugya, the Kodesh Baruch helps you. It happens to everybody. The time wasn't just pushing him off. It happens to everybody. Kodesh Shalom Abed. Physics for the same month. Kodesh Shalom Abed. It's one of the defining characteristics of our Rav. Says the Beis Yosef, even if it's not Adam now, as soon as it's going to be Adam, as soon as it's going to turn Adam, it's still considered Adam. If they bring the towels, Mishnah Berurah brings it down the halacha. Even if it's green, but it's going to turn red, it's not a problem. So Mamela, once it's already started turning red, or you know that the rest of the Rav, you see the rest of the Rav on the street, it's already turned red, even if this one is green. The Chafili, you gotta take it even though it's green. Shaila is, what's going to happen in certain Aravas? Don't ever turn red. They seem to never turn red. They're always green. It's not a problem. But Esam, that's the topic of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef wants to know. Tachtifa says Kana is loving. Arava says the Kana is other. What's everything in between? Is something which is not other automatically loving, or something which is not loving automatically other? It's this topic. He wants to be, at the end of the day, the Machaber's question, the Beis Yosef says, anything which is not loving is together other. So maybe even if it's Yorick, we gather on. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's not what he says. He says, when he gets the Tachtifa, the Kana Shaloi Einei Adam. It's Kana is not Adam. In fact, the Kasha Dalmim, he's a place where he's talking to the Beis Yosef. He says anything which is not considered Yorick, which is not loving, as a din of Adam. Rav Yehuda says that Kana Shaloi Einei Adam, Hashma, that anything which is Einei Adam is ready to gather as well. Remember, it's a group person, they say that the Chorah should be Choshish for such a Nekudo, that if it's green, it's never going to turn a different color. So they didn't find anybody that speaks about it. Mechari Yishmalach, that's what Mishlam Zalman was masked to get one that started already turning over it. And since you can always see on the Aramas, you have hundreds and hundreds of packages to choose from, and there are definitely ones that already started turning red, there's no reason why you shouldn't get one that doesn't cost anymore, it doesn't take any more time, get one expensive. What's that? You don't need the whole thing to be red, you need a little bit to be red. One that Rabbi Bennett pulled off on Thursday, with three shows, was... There is another, there's trees that grow around all over, the Shita tree. It looks very, very much, I actually have a branch from it. I forgot to bring it here. It looks very, very much like Arrow. Just, its stem is always green, never turns red. I looked at the whole entire tree and see one. And you can't say look at every branch. The Shita or something. Something like that. So, that's one of the ways to know for sure that it's not a Arava is by having Kanash Lav. That is Sif Al, Sif Beis. Arava Shiyavshin Shinashu Roy Valel. Suva. What's Nashu Roy Valel? Says the Rosh. That's Chad and Ifritu. Everybody's masking when it comes to Nifritu by Arava, the Pshana Nifritu means Nashru like Rashi says. And as Zayi Zakhtu Zayi Lamaisa, when he says on Nishru Roy Valel, says the Gain, that was fully Amma that Pshad in Nifritu. Then Nifritu the Hamas, Arava, the Polypirusha. However, the Magen Avraham brings down that is Yesh Lachshish for the Magen Mishnah, Shinedal Dalu Alel Me'akana, or Shinizdiku Venechliku Alel Psu. Two other Pshat and Nifritu. Hagam the Rashi says, Kuli Amma, my Mishnah says, and he holds that those that hold that Nifritu is Nadadlu by Lulav, or Nizdegu by Lulav, La Yitr, they would hold the same thing by Hadas and Arul. What does it mean Nadadlu? Does it mean that it's Mamish, that it started bending off, it's just bending down, or does it mean that part of the leaf started coming off from the Kana? The way the Shachnar Harav says it, Shem Azaman understood this way, the Chazanish understood this way, the Magan Avraham, it means that the leaf is already coming down from the, it's not just bending down, the leaf is actually coming off of the Arul. That would be a problem with the Dazlu. That would be a big atollah for us, because very many of our Aravas, they start bending down. So if the Dazlu just means that it's bending down, very many of them leaves bend down. However, the Chazanish has really two problems with the Dazlu. But the first problem is, if the leaves are bending down, that's Shleikah Darach Dela. If a problem is the leaves, they grow up straight, and if they're welding down, then you have a problem. You're taking Shleikah Darach Dela. Hagam, that maybe you want to tie over here in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way that they grow. All the arrows that we get have the leaves are bending down. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tavish Nala, he says when he gets a pitim, if you look at a tree, an esrog tree, see the pitim is always on the top and our estrogen is growing down. Why do we think the pitim on the bottom? Why is the pitim on the bottom? We hold it by the way. By the way that it goes on the tree, the pitim is on the top and the estrogen is down. Says Mr. Barun, because when it starts growing, the ukits is on the bottom. The ukits on the tree, the ukits is on top. Because the estrogen is really holding down. How can we think the ukits on the bottom? Says Mr. Barun, because when it starts growing, the ukits is on the bottom. However, when it gets bigger, so gravity weighs it down, and it slowly falls over, and the ukits is on the top. The way that it grows is from the ukits on the bottom. The same thing over here. That when the leaves start growing, the arava leaves start growing, they're very small, they go straight up. The ones you see at the top, the small ones, they go straight up. It's only when they get a little bit bigger, they get softer, they need to start falling down. So very good that's what happens afterwards. But since the way that it starts growing is the leaves up, it's no different than esrog. All esrog, at the end of the day, they're facing downward. Even so, we take it up, because that's the way it starts growing. So too with our own. Just like you're there in Alaska? Why do you say that that's there in Alaska? We're not supposed to take it, we're not supposed to.
No,
but
I'm saying,
even by Nipper do, look how silly. Is that considered already that Alaska is through on the rules or not? And if we would be bending downwards, if that's the problem, then that would be a problem sitting there as well. You have to pick it up. Absolutely. Most of them. For sure. For sure, when you open up your package, the first day at least, they're up. They're up. Most of them. Yeah. Most of them are still. Yeah, you could. In the Khan. Why not? In the Khanami, the Khazanish is stop it whether or not it's like there for the problem really. Maybe it's only did the 8th. He wants a bigger rabbi for Shlom, which the Mark of Shlom, because he says that the Shlom was late time of the other, it wasn't any time of the other, so he didn't see the Shlom. I mean, we thought that there's a raya from the Shlom that even on the leaf, but he wants to sign it, that the whole thing is to be done in who says only the stock is to be done in every part of the thing is to be done in the No, the mamish.
The mamish
does. After 3 days, if you didn't put in the plastic, it's good. So, 1 second. We'll get to that in a second. It's not just Chazanishniks. It's us good Jews that listen to Rambam. We'll get to it in a minute. Nidal Dalu, we didn't get into it yet. It's fine. Nidal Dalu, he says that the second shot problem is maybe Nidal Dalu means that it is bending down, even if it didn't come off the branch. Because there are shapes that hold by the rules, and Nidal Dalu doesn't have to be that it's coming off. Nidal, beginning of the Tavresh Mamei, there's something that Nidal Dalu is even if it's just bending down. So maybe he kind of that Kenzai Mechatzchila, he has to be Machmet. For this. Even though he's masking 100%, and the Magen Avraham says that Dalzu just means that it's starting to come off of the branch, and the Lechachil is kosher, but, and with the evidence it's kosher.
Degree angle,
or is it 90?
Yeah.
No, that's not a little bit half as long. A little bit half is not. Try to look at the one outside after. Well, the maestro, since there's Lachar, since our Rabbis are Matuyas, gave in the Bokhama that you could be Makhar for such a thing, you should be Makhar for it. But the truth is that it's not going to get so much anyhow. Because our Masa, the Tafish and Dal, that the minig is that we try to switch our Rabbis every day. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman just switch it every other day. And Berkowitz says that nowadays we have plastics that keeps them better. Well, maestro, as soon as you see that there is some, it's getting a little bit. It's getting a little bit, it's not so fresh anymore, you should already switch it. So maybe you should already switch it. So then, anyhow, you're switching it any day else now. If you could spend $200 or whatever it is on your after, you can spend 180 shekel on your lure, you can spend 75 shekel on your lure, you can spend 10 shekel on your lure. And you get three packages on your lure. and have every other day
chair.
That is all. This whole nidan of nidalim, which like never left, is only been a gift to the leaf. If the branch sticks up straight and just at the top it bends over a little bit, so that's not like a darkened loss. You're taking a darkened loss, part of it is bending over. That's like Akum. Akum is not a problem. The Ramban already says, the Ramban already says that the din of Akum has only been again to a loom. First of all, that's the derech that it goes up. Second of all, the din of the Shedra. By Habas, by Rava, very often it bends over, it's not going to pass. That's all Nashim. Next down. The Shulchan Aruch brings down about Machlokes. We pass in that nektam is possible. That's why some people are not going to get lavlus. What's lavlus? Lavlus is a little tiny leaf at the top, a big leaf at the top of the arava that grows mamish out of the top of the branch. And with that, you can know for sure that it's not nektam. If you know that it's not nektam, even without the lavlus, so most people say Machal not even hid it to have a lavlus. It's just a way of knowing. That it's not nektam. Somebody can know that it's not nektam without it. And it's not even a hidden. But an interesting thing is that there were mavar in front of some Talmidim, by Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that when he spoke to people in agriculture, and it seems that almost all, if not all, Arabs do start with lavlus. They all have lavlus. However, they either fall off when they're attached to the tree, or they fall off afterwards because they're knocked around. So he says, if it fell off of the tree, that's not a problem. That's there, though. That's no different than a pitum. Ashikin, if it fell off afterwards, maybe you have to do chesed that it didn't fall off. But he says, sometimes you have to do chesed that it fell off afterwards. However, they bring down, from the Talmidim, they bring down the chashash. The chashash, the hemshach of the Shulchan Aruch says, Avo kumusha ish yonash rin mikdas alea ksheira. If only a mikdas of the olam fell off, it's kosher. Says the Magen Avraham, ksheira, the lashon b'diyevet, the chathchila. Even if the mikdas olam fall off, it's not a chatzilah. And as they bring the mishaburah lemaisa, he passes like this magen avraham. He says, "This is a rabbi of the tzuyim. You should mark it even if a few come off." Says the Bikur Yaakov, that means mikdas means even if one falls off, even if one wing falls off, the piece of magen avraham is not a chatzilah. Eva says, if this lavlo fell off, then in a time you're not going to have a problem neck down, but lemaisa you have a nosher mikdas olam. It's not a chatzilah. Well, sometimes you should always get lavlo. That's the reason to get lavlo. I don't understand. So come on, you're telling me that it's not a problem next time when it falls off on the tree. So why is it a problem nashu? If the leaves fall off on the tree, so then that's the derech. It's not a nashu. It's the same way that the pitum falls off. It's not considered a nashu. What? No, the derech is, he's telling you that very often it doesn't have lava, because that's the derech. Most branches have lava. Now the lavlub, I would say probably 50% was in America. As far as I can remember, in America you cannot come out and not give a lavlub. Maybe now that they bring them in from the show, I don't know. Come out the ones that I've seen. I used to cut our ovens on my father's show, hundreds of our ovens. I know what we call them lavlub. But so the derech is that very often falls off. So the same way that I would say that if the derech falls off, it's not either. However, there is this fun, even if that wouldn't be nashu, if you could get lavlum, matayim manoim. Generally, they sell for the same price, it's in the same bucket, you can get it with lavlum also. No reason not to get it. By nashu mikdas alea that we were just speaking about, the Nikur Yaakov says to be choshe, even if one leaf falls off. The mela, you have to be careful when you're putting it in your choshe bowl, not to take off any of the leaves from the three tefachim. Knock off the bottom leaves, no, but from the three tefachim, the third, off the chassid, you should try to be matayim. And zikr, make sure that you don't knock off raven leaves, or else you pop your aroma. And every day when you switch it, now we know we're supposed to be switching it every day, be careful with that. Bikur Yaakov on the hand says, no, there's no mitzvah fall. There's no lechatchila to have that it's not nishru of the mitzvah zalim. And this is Zabdel Yerav. It's up there. Why? He says, because why should Lama Nachmu yitzir be aroma, yitzir hada. By hada, it's kosher lechatchila. By nashru mitzvah zalim, so why should aroma be any different? Two nekudos. First of all, we do see that a rav is more chomer than hada, because by yavshu rav aleil, possible by a rav, and it's not possible by hada. Yavshu kula is kosher by hada, as long as it's not sure gimel aleil malacha. So, first of all, Israel acharel yesh lov tshuva. But another kudo I see is not like we said last week. A big atal. Reb Brook is not the tainer that the lechatchila that the mitzvah min ha-mubcher of the rav is that you're supposed to get the whole shear. It's not just a mitzvah movement. It's lechatchila. If you don't have the whole shear, if you don't have the whole shear, you have rib shear, that's b'di'evit. You see, even the Sefer Yaakov method. Sefer Yaakov says, why should you be ma'achar in by rov more than hada? And by hada, if Nashim mitzvah zalel, it's kosher lechatchila. Nashim mitzvah zalel, that means you don't have the whole shear, you only have rib shear. And he holds it, that's lechatchila. It's only mitzvah min amokhar. The mitzvah min amokhar just means that it's not that, it's not that's lechatchila, and if you don't have it, it's b'di'evit. No, you have lechatchila, and there's nothing mitzvah zalel. If you have the whole thing, if you have the kulay, that's a mitzvah minimum. But in a chanami, even if you have roiv, that would be lechatchila. No, he says lechatchila. That's lechatchila. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, just to be misakim, since our Aravos are mitzvahs, like Yisrael Brewer already brings down, when Aravos brings down, everybody brings it down. So Mela, if you could, if it's lif on apple, zecher you should get with lavo. Kanashala should be at least a little bit other. The gima should be as small as you could. You don't have to go buy a large barakah. Besides the fact that they're about 5 or 6 times the price. And you don't have to do that. It's not necessarily in the middle of the fall. Mishala is a papala in the middle. Mela, you wouldn't have to get that. And if you could get gdilat on achal, you're makayim kolakalo. Don't buy from the kid the time that you get gdilat on achal. First of all, who says he has no nemon? Second of all, possibly he can't sell it to you. So you won't be to anyhow. So forget your gdilat on achal. I have over here, and we're interested, a bechinah on Hanukkah and Aravo, and the Aras from the Chaburah on different things, different, on the Simanim of Tafish Menval, Tafish Menzayim of Aravo and Hanukkah.